This is a Citizens Council Forum, the American viewpoint with a Southern accent, presented by the Citizens Councils of America on behalf of affiliated state organizations throughout the South. The Citizens' Councils are dedicated to states' rights and racial integrity, to individual liberty, and to race relations based on common sense, not on the power politics of left-wing pressure groups. The Citizens' Councils are primarily a means of mobilizing public opinion. Informed people will not surrender their freedom. Now, your host for Citizens' Council Forum.
Hello again, everyone. This is Dick Morphew speaking to you once again from Washington for another in our series of special reports. Our guest for today's program is Congressman George Andrews of Alabama. Mr. Andrews lives in Union Springs, Alabama. He was elected to Congress in 1944 while still overseas serving in the Navy. At present, he's on the important House Appropriations Committee, and he has vigorously opposed the racial amalgamation type of legislation. And he's also a former circuit solicitor in Alabama. Congressman Andrews, we're very happy to have you with us today.
Thank you, Dick. I'm happy to be on your program.
The main topic of our discussion today, I believe, should be a bill which you have introduced in the House, a bill to create a commission on human resettlement. This bill has not gained very wide publicity thanks to some of the self-imposed left-wing censorship that seems to be existing in this country, but perhaps we can take some time today to go into it rather thoroughly. Could you tell us a little bit about the bill?
The bill, as you say, seeks to create a commission on human resettlement. It's now pending before the Judiciary Committee of the House of Representatives, which is the same committee that last year brought out the so-called Civil Rights Bill. I've been worried about racial relations in America, and particularly in the South, for many years. In some of our counties in Alabama, we have a ratio of 80 Negroes to 20% white. I don't think any civil rights bill that the Congress can pass can help those people. As a matter of fact, they don't need any help. In my opinion, they fare better and they make more progress in the South than in any other section of America. But many people in America think that our colored people are persecuted. So I introduced my bill in all good faith, hoping to give an opportunity to any of those people in the South who are unhappy, give them an opportunity to leave if they don't like the South. My bill would create a commission to be known as the Human Resettlement Commission. The commissioners would be appointed by the president and confirmed by the Senate. The commission would have regional and district offices wherever necessary. And it provides in section 9 that any Negro who appeared before the commission and satisfied the commission, first, that he was a worker, that he would carry his own weight, that he'd make a living and wouldn't become a charge on any community into which he moved, and second, that he was unhappy with local laws, customs, and traditions that prevailed in the state where he then resided, would be eligible for a long-term, low-interest rate government loan in an amount sufficient to enable him to move himself and the members of his family and his household goods to any state of his choice. And it would be the duty of the commission to assist him in deciding where he would move.
And helping him line up work in one.
That's right. If he weren't happy in the South because the laws and the customs and the traditions of the state in which he then lived prohibited his children from going to school with the white children, if he wasn't happy for that reason, then let the commission pick out a state that permitted integrated schools. And let the commission see that he found a job in that state and move there.
Congressman Andrews, is there any precedent for this type of resettlement?
Oh, yes. We moved literally thousands of people to the West Coast back in the 30s because of economic conditions in certain sections of this country. And then following the end of World War II, we had the Displaced Persons Commission, which brought literally thousands of foreign people into this country. And why did they come? They came because they were unhappy with local laws, customs, and traditions that prevailed in the countries from whence they came.
So this would merely give citizens of the United States the same right that Congress has already given to those who are not citizens.
That's right. I went before the Judiciary Committee last year and tried to explain this bill to Mr. Seller, the chairman of that committee, who was the author of the so-called Civil Rights Bill.
He's from New York State.
From New York. Incidentally, they don't like this bill. They haven't reported out of the committee. He said, why, when I told him about the foreign-born who came over here under the Displaced Persons Commission law, why, he said, they were persecutees. And I said, well, Mr. Chairman, many people think our Negroes are persecutees. Why, he said, what would happen if all those people left down south? I said, I don't believe you could go through some of those counties that are overpopulated with Negroes. I don't believe you could send the finest investigative team in America down there and find a half a dozen of them who are unhappy if some of these outside agitators come in and wave the red flag in their face. They make them unhappy, but they are not unhappy, and they wouldn't leave. But if you did find one who was unhappy because of local laws or customs or traditions, and you gave him an opportunity to leave, you'd do both races a great service. There wouldn't be many of them take advantage of it, but at least we'd give them the ways and means of leaving a place if they were unhappy. And I want to say to you that in my humble opinion, a bill like this would do unhappy, dissatisfied American citizens far, far more good than civil rights legislation.
The point would seem to be then that the so-called liberals don't particularly want to consider your
amendment. No, they are not sincere in the civil rights bill. They don't want to help these people.
And also,
they want to try to get the vote. Now, if you give them a bill that will really help them, they don't like it.
And also, don't you think it's because they would it would then be made painfully clear to these liberals that people in the South, people of all races in the South, are a whole lot happier than they would like to have the rest of the country believing.
That's right. That's right.
What is the basic theory behind this bill, other than to give people the right to go where the customs are the kind that they want?
That's all. That's all. And I say, if you get rid of people who are unhappy because of local laws, customs, or traditions, regardless of race, you'll help both races.
By contrast, the Civil Rights Bill, in your opinion, seeks to stir up trouble rather than alleviate it.
That's right. That's right.
And under the terms of your bill, anyone who was unhappy, who admitted to being unhappy, and who was willing to work for his own and his family's happiness would be enabled to do this in a place of his own choosing.
That's right. I offered this bill last year on the floor of the House when the Civil Rights Bill was up for discussion as an amendment to the Civil Rights Bill, and made the statement that any man who made a point of order against this bill that it was not germane to the Civil Rights Bill was, in my opinion, not a true friend of the Negro. And Mr. Seller was the man who made the point that this bill was not germane to the Civil Rights Bill. And I challenge his friendship and sincerity toward the colored race.
Actually, don't you feel that the action in passing the so-called civil rights legislation was rather cynical?
Why, certainly. Nothing on earth but a bid by both the Republicans and the Democrats to get the colored vote in America. That bill was opposed by only most of the Southern Democrats, not all of them, and a few Northern Democrats and Republicans.
This idea of resettlement, though, it is a very intriguing idea. It's something that I hadn't heard about until I came to Washington and had a chance to talk with you and a number of the other congressmen about it.
Well, I think, for instance, in the state of Oregon, both our senators and all our congressmen favor integrated schools. The percentage of Negroes in that state is less than 1%, if I remember correctly. It's very, very low.
One county in a southern state would have more colored population than the entire state of Oregon.
Oh, sure. Yet none of those senators and congressmen from Oregon favor this bill. And they'll tell you, well, I don't know what they'll tell you, but my opinion is they don't want any of them out in their state.
But the idea would be, then, that it's easy to favor something that isn't going to have any effect on your area.
That's right.
And if you can be callous enough to disregard the effect it is going to have on the areas where it will apply.
That's right.
What do you think will be the net effect of the passage of the Civil Rights Bill, by the way?
Oh, I think it'll just create a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble.
It's just an open invitation, in other words, to the agitators to try and stir up some more difficulty.
That's my opinion of it. And as has been said on your program many times, I think it was communist-inspired.
What is your answer to the people throughout the South and throughout the nation who would ask, what can we do about this whole proposition? What is the solution?
Help me get H.R. 4672. Passed.
Congressman Andrews, thank you very much for talking with us today. This time has certainly gone by very quickly once again. We'll be back again next week at the same time with another in what we hope to be a very interesting series of reports. Till then, this is Dick Morphew saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everyone.
This forum has been presented by the Citizens' Councils of America. We Americans are threatened with the loss of many of our hard-won freedoms, the historic right of each sovereign state to govern itself without interference from political courts, the right of the individual to choose his own associates without the prodding of federal bayonets, and the right of each citizen to make up his own mind in the American way, free from alien propaganda. The Citizens' Councils believe that a nationwide program of education and information is the most effective way to meet these dangers. Each of us has a job to do. Join and support your local council. For information, write Citizens' Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We will be happy to send you, without obligation, copies of our literature showing how you can help.